Great to be here in Montreal tonight. Great to be here. This past weekend, I had to go to Boston with my girlfriend, stay with her dad. Could not have been more uncomfortable. He wouldn't let us sleep in the same bedroom together, you know? He goes, sorry, buddy, I just don't trust you. I said, trust me, buddy, I'm fucking your daughter. My baby brother's in high school now, and we're close, but sometimes I'll try to take advantage of that, you know? A couple months ago, he calls me up, he goes, Anthony, I just cut school for no reason, and now I need you to write me a sick note and then forge Dad's signature and make it good. And I did my best, but I'm horrible at stuff like that. Teacher took one look at the note and said, Mikey, you expect me to believe this? You don't have AIDS. Oh, fantastic. If you guys like that AIDS joke. I've got some great news. You're gonna love this next AIDS joke. I just got an email from an ex-girlfriend of mine telling me that she has AIDS. And I didn't... I like your style. I just got an email from my ex-girlfriend telling me that she has AIDS, and I didn't know how to comfort her. So I just wrote back, I know. I just read the biography of the guy who invented Super Mario Brothers. Did you know that when he was a kid, people used to laugh at him when he would kill turtles with a hammer? I once dated a girl who owned a parakeet. Oh my God. That fucking thing never shut up. But the bird was cool. Thank you. God, my girlfriend's so sensitive. A couple months ago, she got her hair cut. 2 inches cut off her hair, came home and cried for 2 hours. Finally went to her and said, baby, what are you so upset about? It's just a haircut. I'm the one who's got to find a new girlfriend. You guys have been a really good crowd. I mean, obviously, I've had way better. But I also had worse. I think the worst crowd I ever had was in this place called Great Barrington, Massachusetts. You guys ever heard of that? It's like a small town, like a couple hours north of New York, in between here and New York. It's like a nice place. They got trees and shit. But they just have one bar where everyone goes every night, you know? And one night I'm there doing a show, and it's going pretty well, until I tell this joke. I say, guys, favorite writer of all time, favorite author, William Shakespeare. Love Shakespeare. I still read Shakespeare today. And people will argue with me that it's impractical to read so much Shakespeare. But let me learn you something. If it wasn't for Romeo and Juliet, I would have totally overreacted when my fiance killed herself. Now, clearly, that's not a joke for everybody, right? I mean, pretty much just people who read. But wherever I go, at least one person will laugh really hard at that joke, you know, but not in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. In Great Barrington, Massachusetts, it was like a dead, angry silence until a guy yells out, Great Barrington, Massachusetts is the suicide capital of the country. And we hate that stuff here. Now, that's a tough situation. Luckily, I'm a professional. I knew I had 3 options to get out of it. Option number 1, apologize to everybody. Say, you guys, I'm really sorry. I didn't know that about your town. But if I had, I never would have told that joke. Not my style. Option number 2, point out the obvious. You should all move. But instead, I went with option number three. I said, you know what? Fuck Great Barrington, Massachusetts. The only good thing I can say about this town is the suicide rate isn't as high as it should be. Thank you, everybody. I might be one of the greatest guys of all time. Like, I've got a kid in Africa. Yeah. That I feed. That I clothe. That I school. That I inoculate for 75 cents a day. Which is practically nothing, you know, compared to what it costs to send them there. You guys are doing great so far. I love performing in Chicago. The only weird thing about performing in Chicago for me is that after all my shows, everybody just wants to do drugs with me. I'd be like, Anthony, that was hilarious. I got a joint on me. Let's go smoke it. Hey, Jesselnik, amazing job, as usual. I've got mushrooms in my backpack. Let's eat them. And I've got to keep telling them the same thing I'm going to tell you guys right now. Hey, assholes. I'm fucking famous. Give it to me. I think my friend Jeff is gay. I don't know. I'm so bad with names. Smart crowd. When I was a kid, my friends and I got arrested for vandalizing a graveyard. $10,000 in damages. But we had a great lawyer who knocked it down to criminal trespassing and necrophilia. I make a lot of jokes about death, right? Because it's hilarious. My whole family's like that, kind of, you know? In fact, well before I was even born, my great-grandmother threw herself in front of a bus. Police tried to say she was committing suicide, but the family knew that she was just trying to stop civil rights. Yesterday, I accidentally hit a little kid with my car. It wasn't serious. Nobody saw me. And people get weird when kids die. No, that's a fact. That's a fact. Like about a month ago, some kids in my neighborhood were playing hide-and-go-seek, and one of them ended up in an abandoned refrigerator. It's all anybody talked about for weeks. I said, who cares? How many kids you know get to die a winner? I assume you guys all knew who you were coming to see tonight. But if you didn't, you sure as shit know now.